This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Okay, so you're like knee-deep in this whole wedding planning thing.
Uh-huh.
You're figuring out the budget, right? You think you've got it all under control.
All right.
And then, bam!
Yeah.
You hit this wall of second shooter costs for your photography.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're probably thinking, what the hell?
It's definitely a line item.
Like, is this for real?
Yeah, it can cause some sticker shock for sure.
Sticker shock is like an understatement.
Yeah.
This article that we dug up basically calls bullshit on this whole thing.
Oh, wow.
With this inflated second shooter pricing.
Okay.
We're talking $7,500.
Yeah.
Sometimes even more per hour for a second shooter.
Per hour.
I mean, are they shooting the damn moon with that kind of pricing?
Well, I mean, before we get too riled up, it's important to understand, like, the traditional role of a second shooter.
Okay.
They're there to capture different angles, right?
Right.
Get those shots of guests that the main photographer might miss. And basically provide extra coverage for your big day.
Right, like insurance for your memories.
Exactly.
But this article is basically saying that the cost has gotten way out of control compared to the value that they're actually bringing.
Yeah.
They even go as far as comparing it to professions like nursing, teaching, or being an electrician.
Interesting.
Jobs that require, like, tons of training and responsibility.
Uh-huh.
And the article's point is that those professions often earn less than these second shooters.
Oh, wow.
Who are, in any cases, just starting out and demanding top dollar.
It definitely makes you question the justification for those high rates.
Totally.
Yeah.
And let's not forget, second shooters, they don't have to deal with clients directly.
Right.
They don't have to edit photos for hours on end or handle the stress of running a whole business.
Yeah.
So why are they acting like they're goddamn rock stars?
So the article then flips the script and looks at it from the main photographer's perspective, the one who is running the show, right?
Yeah, yeah.
They break down all the costs that go into a photography business. Things like gear, editing software.
Right.
Marketing, studio rent.
Oh, my God.
A whole lot more.
Oh, and don't even get me started on the taxes and insurance.
Oh, yeah.
Like all that fun adulting stuff.
I know.
That comes with being your own boss.
Right.
It's a hell of a lot more than just clicking a button
and
yelling cheese.
Exactly. And the article emphasizes that even successful photographers, after all those expenses, often aren't taking home as much as these high-priced second shooters are asking for.
Okay, that's just messed up.
Yeah.
They even give this example.
Okay.
A second shooter making $100 an hour for an eight-hour wedding would be raking in $208,000 a year.
Wow.
If they work a full 40-hour week.
Yeah. Are you kidding me?
It's a pretty wild figure.
That's insane.
When you think about it.
Yeah.
And the article's argument is that second shooting should be a stepping stone.
Like an apprenticeship or something.
Exactly.
Okay.
A way to gain experience and build a portfolio.
Yeah, yeah.
Not a primary income source.
Right.
Right off the bat.
Totally. You shadow a pro.
Right.
You learn the ropes and gradually build your own business.
Yeah, exactly.
But demanding a six-figure salary fresh out of the gate. Right. Come on.
Yeah.
Get real.
Now, the article does acknowledge that experienced second shooters can justify a higher rate.
Okay.
But even then,
they
suggest a more reasonable range of around $50 an hour.
Okay. And even that comes with a big fat caveat.
What's that?
The author goes on this hilarious rant about inexperienced second shooters rolling up with minimal gear. And demanding these high prices. Oh, wow.
It's like, honey, who do you think you're fooling?
Right.
Like, come on.
They use this phrase.
Okay.
One camera and a dream.
I love that.
To describe these newbies.
Yeah.
Who think they're worth top dollar.
Uh-huh.
Despite having barely any experience.
Right. And the photographers are essentially being asked.
Yeah.
To pay to train these newbies.
Oh, no.
It's like, hello.
Yeah.
You're supposed to be helping me out, not the other way around.
Exactly, yeah.
The article then dives into how this whole pricing mess has a ripple effect on the entire wedding industry.
Right.
When second shooters demand those crazy prices, main photographers are stuck between a rock and a hard place.
Right.
Either eat the cost and lose profit.
Yeah.
Or raise their own prices to compensate.
It's a tough spot to be in.
And guess who ends up footing the bill in the end?
Oh, I know.
The poor couples
who
are just trying to have their dream wedding without going bankrupt.
Exactly.
It's this vicious cycle that's pricing people out of professional photography altogether.
Totally.
They paint a pretty stark picture with this hypothetical scenario.
Okay.
Let's say a second shooter is making $100 an hour and the main photographer wants to make double that.
Right, which is fair.
Which is fair, right?
Yeah.
Then you factor in the time spent on consultations, emails, and all that client communication.
Yeah, all the back and forth.
Ugh, the dreaded client acquisition.
Right.
Tell me about it.
So with all that,
a
10-hour wedding package could easily skyrocket to
$13,000. $13,000.
$13,000.
Are you shitting me?
That's more than some people's honeymoon budget.
It's insane.
Right.
That's
it really highlights how these inflated rates can make professional photography unattainable.
Yeah.
For so many couples.
The real.
And it's just not, right?
No, it's not.
It's not at all.
It's really not.
Yeah.
All right, we need to take a break.
Okay. So before we like totally drown in the sea of dollar signs.
Yeah.
The article brings up this like common piece of advice that's given to photographers who are struggling with these like really high second shooter costs.
Okay.
And that is just raise your rates. But the author's basically like, hold up, that's not always the answer.
Because let's be real.
Yeah.
There's a limit to how much couples are willing to shell out for wedding photos.
Exactly.
Not everyone is. Like a Kardashian. Right.
So this like just raise your rates advice.
Yeah.
It ignores the underlying problem.
Okay.
Some photographers are setting their prices based on what they want to earn,
right?
Not on the value that they're actually providing to their clients.
It's they're playing this game of how much can I squeeze out of these lovebirds,
right?
Instead of like focusing on delivering a truly kick-ass experience.
The article calls this a transactional business model, which basically means it's all about the money, honey.
All right.
And less about the artistry and the connection with the couple.
Yeah. And they're arguing that this approach is ultimately unsustainable.
Right.
You can only like jack up your prices so high before people start saying, nah, I'm good.
Exactly.
I'll just have my drunk aunt take pics.
Right. Exactly. With her iPhone.
Yeah. It's like squeezing a balloon.
Yeah.
Eventually it's going to pop.
It's going to pop. And when couples start opting out of professional photography, the whole industry suffers.
The industry suffers,
So what's the solution then?
Right.
Like this article isn't just like a rant fest. They actually offer some pretty damn good advice.
They do.
They're basically saying like, hey, photographers, get your shit together. Right. And focus on providing real value. Focus on the value.
Yeah.
They urge photographers to like ditch the get rich quick mentality and instead build a sustainable business based on talent, hard work, and a genuine understanding of what their clients want and need.
Totally. It's about like building relationships, exceeding expectations, creating an experience that's like worth every penny.
Exactly.
Not just showing up, snapping some pics, and cashing a fat check.
Right.
And this applies to, like, second shooters, too.
It does.
Instead of, like, demanding these insane rates right off the bat, they should focus on, like, honing their skills, building their portfolios, and, like, proving their worth through dedication and hard work.
Absolutely.
It's about, like,
it is
paying your dues, learning from the best, and, like, earning those higher rates through experience and expertise.
Exactly.
Not by acting like, you know, a diva with a camera.
Not a diva.
This whole conversation goes beyond just photography.
It does.
It's about like a shift in mindset.
It is,
For the entire wedding industry.
Every hall industry.
Like we need to remember that we're serving real couples.
Real people.
Not just wallets.
Exactly.
We're here to create magic.
Yes.
Not drain bank accounts.
Not to drain bank accounts.
So if you're a couple planning your wedding, don't be afraid to ask tough questions about your photographer's pricing and the experience level of their second shooter.
Ask those questions.
It's your big day.
It is.
Your budget.
Yeah.
Your vision.
Yeah.
You deserve transparency.
I do.
and you have the right to make informed decisions.
Absolutely.
And to all my aspiring photographer friends out there,
yeah,
listen up.
Listen up.
Build your skills.
Yeah.
Pay your dues.
Pay your dues.
And prove your worth.
Prove your worth.
Through, like, killer work and dedication.
Exactly.
Don't be that
yeah,
one camera and a dream newbie,
right,
demanding a six-figure salary,
uh-huh,
before you've even mastered the basics.
Before you've even mastered the basics.
It's about building, like,
yeah,
a solid reputation.
Right.
Based on, like, talent and quality.
Yes.
Not just, like, chasing those dollar signs.
Well, chasing dollar signs.
This article is, like, yeah, a much-needed reality check.
Yes.
For the wedding industry.
For the wedding industry.
It's time to, like, ditch the get-rich-quick schemes.
Right.
And focus on building a sustainable future.
Yes.
Where everyone wins.
Everyone.
Photographers, couples, and the industry as a whole.
The whole industry.
Let's make sure we're creating magic.
Yeah,
not
yeah,
just, like, yeah, emptying wallets.
Not just emptying wallets.
Okay, so we've, like, totally ripped into this article,
like,
about second shooter rates.
Yeah.
And honestly, it's been kind of a therapy session, you know.
It has.
For the wedding industry soul.
Yeah, I agree.
It's like, finally, someone said what we've all been thinking.
It definitely sparked some, like, strong opinions out there.
Totally.
Yeah.
And it's important to remember,
yeah,
that not every second shooter,
right,
is out there demanding, like, a king's ransom and a personal assistant.
Right.
Hell no.
There are tons of talented and passionate second shooters out there.
Oh my God, so many.
Who are genuinely excited to, like, collaborate and,
yeah,
be a part of creating something special.
Exactly. And the article,
yeah,
isn't about throwing shade at all.
Yeah.
Second shooters.
Right. It's not about that at all.
It's about highlighting a trend.
Yeah.
That's become problematic.
Yeah.
And calling for, like, a course correction.
Yes, exactly.
Like, hey, let's check ourselves before we wreck ourselves.
Right.
And that starts with having, like,
right,
open and honest conversations about value.
Yes, I love that.
Both for, like, the couples getting hitched and for the photographers themselves.
For everybody involved.
So listen up, lovebirds.
Listen up.
Don't be afraid to ask the hard questions.
Yeah, ask those questions.
Ask about your photographer's pricing.
Mm-hmm.
Their second shooter's experience level.
Yes.
And, like, exactly what you're getting,
right,
for your hard-earned cash.
It's your wedding. It's your budget. It's your vision.
Yes.
You deserve transparency.
Totally.
And you have the right to make informed decisions.
And to all my aspiring photographer friends out there.
Yeah.
Listen up.
Listen up.
Build your skill.
Build those skills up.
Pay your dues.
Pay your dues.
And prove your worth.
Prove it.
Through, like, killer work and dedication.
Yes.
Don't be that one camera and a dream newbie,
right,
demanding a six-figure salary,
mm-hmm,
before you've even mastered the basics.
Before you've mastered anything, basically.
It's about building, like a
yeah,
solid reputation.
Yes.
Based on, like,
yeah,
talent and quality.
Yeah. Not just chasing those dollar signs.
Not just the dollar signs.
This article is a much-needed reality check.
It is.
For the wedding industry.
For the whole industry.
It's time to, like, ditch the get-rich-quick schemes,
yeah,
and focus on building,
yeah,
a sustainable future where everyone wins.
Everybody wins.
Photographers, couples,
yeah,
the industry as a whole.
A whole industry.
Let's make sure that we are creating,
yeah,
magic.
Yes.
Not just emptying wallets.
Not emptying wallets.
So if this deep dive has, like, sparked some thoughts for you,
yeah,
we want to hear them.
We want to hear them.
Hit us up on social media. Share your own experiences.
Yeah.
Insights. Or even, like, second shooter horror stories.
We're here for it all.
We're here for it all.
Absolutely.
Until next time, keep it real, keep it fun.
Keep it fun.
And don't be afraid to, like, break the mold.
Break the mold. Bye, everyone.
See ya.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you like
the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.